This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our states, our county, and to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
My guest today is the very recently retired, as of yesterday, mayor of Grand Rapids. And Grand Rapids is one of the most sustainable mid-sized cities in the country. During his tenure, he became recognized as a national leader in adopting policies on the local level that address the global challenge of climate change. I'm extraordinarily pleased to welcome to the show today Grand Rapids Mayor, or former mayor, George Hartwell.
Well, thank you, Lisa. You may be the very first one to use my new title of former mayor.
And you've had an incredibly busy last few months in office. In addition to transitioning the mayor's office to your successor, you've also squeezed in a trip to the climate change talks in Paris. So I would like to start there. What do you think that the COP21 agreement will mean for cities like Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti across the state and across this country?
I come back from COP21. First of all, let me say, pleased with the result. The agreement that came out was a better agreement than we thought we were going to get. I mean, even up until the last hour, we were expecting a weaker agreement than we got. But I come back from COP21 inspired because of the commitment that mayors made there. There were over 600 mayors from around the world who descended on Paris for the climate talks, making our own personal commitments to not only carrying out the at that point undecided goals of the Framework Conference on Climate Change, but to exceeding them. What cities have to do, if the climate agreement is going to work, it's going to work because cities all over the world make a commitment to meet or exceed its goals.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about opportunities for local action on climate change with brand new, newly retired Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell. And Mayor Hartwell, you mentioned that the consensus in Paris, and it stands in stark contrast to the polarized climate change politics here in the United States. The agreement on practical solutions to address this incredibly pressing problem are hard to come by in Washington, D.C., and certainly we're finding the same thing in Lansing. What is our best hope for using the Paris Climate Agreement to form a more common ground right here in our own backyards?
Well, it certainly gives us the framework. It gives us some clear goals that we ought to be achieving. There's some opportunities for mayors yet to join on to the city's climate compact agreement that really sets some very rigorous measures for cities to accomplish over the course of the next 15 years till 2030. I get mayors all the time who say, "Well, you started early in Grand Rapids. You've done so much. What can we do? We're just getting going now here in whatever our city is." There's 1,000 things you can do so that your city can achieve the goals of the climate conference.
Right. And you've done so much just there in Grand Rapids over the last 12 years, including a commitment to 100% renewable energy, I believe, by 2020. You've fostered a growing economy in our second largest city in the state while also protecting the environment. Do you have advice for these local leaders on where to start among these myriad of choices that they have before them?
Oh, sure, I do, and it really is the low-hanging fruit of energy efficiency. I think
Got
if
it.
We start with efficiency, that's the very best place to start, because you're also going to show a savings for the investment. You're going to show a return on investment for taxpayer dollars invested in energy efficiency. And then you move up from there. I mean, one of my very proud moments here and was at the very last city commission meeting of 2015, my last meeting to chair as mayor. We approved a contract for a 38-acre, 5-megawatt solar field at a former landfill, which is now a Superfund site. And we also moved the bar ahead so that in January the commission will approve the relamping of 19,000 streetlights in Grand Rapids to LEDs at a $9.5 million investment.
Well, as our time together comes to an end, and we could talk for hours about this, 2015 has brought us quite a lot. I mean, on the energy front, we've had the president's Clean Power Plan. We've had the climate change agreement in Paris. At the same time, we've had struggles here at the state level to actually move things forward within our legislature. And with the recent announcement just this week of DEQ Director Dan Wyant's resignation, due in large part to the Flint water crisis, I wonder what you expect at the state level here in Michigan as we move forward into 2016.
Well, Director Wyant has a storied and a very positive record in Michigan, and I feel badly that he gets remembered perhaps for the Flint water crisis, because there's been a lot of good that Dan has done in the state. But I think this is a great opportunity for the governor to put somebody in place that will during his remaining, that is Snyder's remaining time in office, can really rapidly move the ball forward. Michigan has made a commitment, notwithstanding the sort of rogue efforts of our state attorney general. We're making the efforts to achieve the goals of the Clean Power Plan. So Snyder needs somebody in that office that will move that objective forward aggressively.
Well, Mayor Hartwell, former Mayor Hartwell, what a pleasure to have you with us. Happy New Year. Thank you very much for joining us.
Lisa, delight to be with you. I appreciate being on your show.
That is George Hartwell, former mayor of Grand Rapids. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature and is heard on the first Friday of each month. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to webpage at WEMU.org.